The Lady Tigers are out first. They had their black uniforms for the road game tonight, orange numbers and trim. And for Concord, they're in their white uniforms with Kelly Green numbers and black trim. Our good friend Jim Reed, who played his high school basketball at Triton, he's been the trainer and worked on the coaching staffs, boys and girls, here at Concord for a long, long time, with the last-minute pep talk for the Minutemen as they take the floor. We are perched high atop the southeast corner of this cool little gymnasium. Up she goes, and we're underway. Concord wins the tip, and Warsaw immediately comes out in a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Deep in the backcourt, Emmerich is trapped, lobs across the line. Good catch by Fish. Fish back down to the corner goes Emmerich. She threw to the lane, she threw it away. Bergen the steal, ahead to Zartman. Across the lane to Peterson, right back, and then out for Bricker for a three-pointer, and it's good. That is not your traditional fast break opportunity. You had a two-on-one that turned into a kickout for a three-pointer, and Warsaw has a quick 3-0 lead. Up the sidelines, Emmerich throws it back out for Smith. Smith is pressured, gets rid of it to Taylor near the center circle. Now to Smith. On the weave, Fish drives in, shoots over Winchester. Too high, no good. Winchester then had the ball ripped away. Winchester's able to keep it alive as grabbed by Peterson for Warsaw. Quickly up the right side. Zartman for three, book it. Second time she touched it, first time she's put it in two games. 6-0 Warsaw. We play just over a minute. Up the sidelines, Fish. Across the line, trap, threw it up the sidelines. Winchester stepped in front of it and stole it. Bricker racing the other way, 3-on-2. Right down the middle of the floor, all the way to the rack. Oh, she missed it. Might have been tipped, and it's grabbed by Emmerich for Concord. A frantic pace here early on. Fish in the backcourt, lost the handle. Picked up by her teammate, Emmerich. Emmerich up the sidelines, and a timeout will be called here by Concord. Timeout, Minutemen. 6:32 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw off to a 6-0 start. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Concord takes timeout, or they would have had a 10-second violation. And there's a steal at midcourt. Zartman with a breakaway for two. Zartman saw Smith's pass coming, stepped in front of it, and scores. And now there's a collision at midcourt. Bodies everywhere. And we'll have a whistle and a held ball. And the euro belongs to Warsaw. 6:12 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw with an 8-0 lead. Again, we're keeping an eye on the boys' score. They are sending us results after every quarter, just like they do when we're broadcasting the game. At last check, Warsaw was ahead by 5 points, 45-40 in the varsity game. They won the JV game by a single point. Zartman on the weave, down to the right block. Had it blocked from behind. She goes down, and there's a whistle and a foul called. And Zartman's going back to the free throw line to shoot two. Called a foul against they put up the board 24. Is that right? Well, let's check it. Free throw by Zartman is up and in. She's off to a fast start. She's got 6 points. Yeah, they brought Stilly in during that timeout, and she picked up the foul. Second one is up and in. So Zartman, after not scoring at Homestead, had 7 points in a minute 57 here against Concord, and Warsaw has a 10-0 lead. Fish in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble against the double team. Emmerich along the near sideline, still way deep in the backcourt. Runs into Peterson. Throws it up ahead for Smith, then over Taylor's head, and Zartman will pick that off. Brooke up the middle of the court, up the right side to Bergen. Bergen hits the brakes across to Bricker to the corner for Peterson. Looks for cutters, finds Bricker cutting to the left block, then back out to Peterson in the wing. To Bricker. Bricker drives right, got around one defender, and goes down and is fouled. She had Smith all lined up at the top of the circle, smoked past her, and Taylor ran into her to pick up the foul, her first. Team's second. Free throws here for Bricker, one of Warsaw's best at 76%. And the first one's up, and it's a little short. Again, we're in the southeast corner of McEwen Gymnasium, up on deck level. A perfect view over the Warsaw bench onto the floor here at McEwen. And Bricker makes the second. 4 points for Jocelyn, 11-0 Lady Tigers. Emmerich, deep in the backcourt against pressure. to the line and across. All the way down to the right wing. All the way in trouble. Pass out top, tipped by Bergen and taken away by Zoe. Zoe will start up. Down to the deep left corner for Peterson. Now bounces down to Bergen. Right back out to Petey. She shoots a three. Good. The Lady Tigers have come out on fire from three-point range. It's a full timeout with 5:11 left to play here in the first quarter. Warsaw 14, Concord nothing. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Concord with the ball after their second timeout in the first 3 minutes of the game. Warsaw with a 14-0 lead. Smith deep in the backcourt, dribbles to the line and across. Then her pass to the corner is tipped, came right back to her. Smith down outside the block. Bounces out top. Fish will shoot a three. It's in and out. That's only their second shot attempt of the first quarter. Alexis Neely's in the game. She grabs the rebound. Bricker left corner to Peterson. Back out to Winchester. Not a Bricker between the circles. Jocelyn directing traffic. Backs up into the center circle. They have Fish on her. Fish at 5'10 against Bricker 5'8. They clear out the side. Jocelyn to the hoop. She puts it up and in. Again, they start in a spread. They send the two girls from the left to the right side of the court, and it's Jocelyn one-on-one. Long pass picked off. Bricker the steal. In for the right against Fish. Spinning, looking for a helper. Throws it out to Neely, right wing. Inside Winchester for two. When she threw that pass, I wasn't sure who she was throwing it to, but Winchester makes the catch, puts it in lefty. It is 18-0 Warsaw. 3 minutes and 55 seconds into quarter one. Ava Egoff into the game. Delaney Villema into the game for Warsaw. Winchester and Peterson to the bench. And it is a snowstorm here in McEwen Gymnasium. Cambria Zilm, a 5'7 senior, into the game for Concord. High pass, thrown away, out of bounds. It'll belong to Warsaw. Zilm threw it a little too high for Riley Raglan, who's also into the game for Concord. Again, by my recollection, Concord has shot three shots, and Warsaw has had 18-0. Across the line, Bricker, right side for Villema. Out to Egoff, who's into the game for the Lady Tigers. Bricker up the left wing, down to the baseline, puts it up, puts it in, and a foul. Jocelyn with 8 first quarter points. And a three-point opportunity, the foul is going to be called against Emmerich. That's her first. What a start for the Lady Tigers. I know it's just the middle point of the first quarter. I think Lenny Krebs already feels better about the outcome of this game. Mariana Mason is into the game for Concord. Bricker at the line to complete the three-point play. It's up there and it's in. 9 for Jocelyn, 2 out of 3 at the line. It is 21-0 Lady Tigers. In the backcourt deep, Taylor throws it high. Good catch there by Zilm to keep it in bounds. Back up to Taylor and across the line. It's picked off. Stolen by Villema. Villema the other way. To Neely in the lane. Spins back, throws it out. Bricker had to pick it up off one hop and could not shoot. Bricker backs into the center circle. Goes to the left hand. Backs out, now to Villema. Right side to Neely. She'll shoot for a three. That's good. I'm not sure the Lady Tigers have missed one from out there. They have 4 3-pointers. It is 24-0 Lady Tigers. Zilm deep in the backcourt. Another timeout called by Concord. This will be a 30. We will take it. 3:01 left to play. First quarter. Warsaw 24. Concord nothing. We are back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Update on the boys. They lead 57-50 with just under 2 minutes to go. There's another turnover. Emmerich lost it. Stolen by Neely. Had to Egoff in from the left, and she scores. Egoff, who got bumped on the drive to the basket by Mason, put it in anyway. It's 26-0 Warsaw, and there's a steal in the backcourt. Peterson whips it in the lane for Villema. No good. Bergen. Out to Peterson. Foul line jumper, Neely. Yes. Unselfish basketball by the Lady Tigers and points by the bucketful. It is 28-0 Warsaw. Pass to midcourt. Tip grab by Emmerich. She'll bring it into the front court and flip it back to Mason. Down to the near corner for Raglan. She's immediately trapped and got tripped up, and a foul is called. Foul called against the Lady Tigers. And Vilma gets the foul. That's her first. Winchester and Zartman in. Neely and Vilma back to the bench. We are thinking about records possibly being broken tonight. Now, I was not thinking about points in a quarter, but it could happen. And a whistle and a drive, and Egoff is going to get called for a forearm into the back of Zilm, who tried to drive to the basket. That's her first, team's third. We are right next to a scoreboard, but they've moved the banners here at Concord, and so we can't see it. There's a bad pass on the inbound, tipped and taken away by Peterson. Right corner, Zarvin catches and shoots and hits a three-pointer. She's in double figures with 10 here in the first quarter. There's 2 minutes left to go in it, and Warsaw leads 31-0. Zoom got away with double dribble, and she threw it away anyway. And there's Zartan for two more. 12 for Zartman in the first quarter. It's 33-0 Warsaw, and still 1:44 left to play here in the period. And Zilm had the ball knocked away by Zartman and out of bounds. I can tell you when the record for points in a quarter happened, but I can't tell you more details than that. Warsaw's most points in a quarter, 36. That happened at Huntington North in the fourth quarter. And there's a fabulous story to relate on that. There's a carrying violation. Smith turns it over. Warsaw's got the ball back. A three-pointer or 3 points would tie the school record for most points in a quarter by a Lady Tiger basketball team. 36 points at Huntington North in the fourth quarter. And that was the night that Warsaw was down by 20 going into the fourth quarter. Peterson, left corner, three. Nope, not this time. Bergen tipped it out of bounds. It belongs to Concord with 1:10 left to play in the quarter. That night, Warsaw was down 20 going into the fourth, and they scored 36 points in the fourth quarter. Kelsey Fred scored 20 of those on her own. There's a steal. Bergen with the steal. Fakes, throws it in the corner. Peterson out to Bricker. Bricker at the top, Winchester. Drives right in the corner, Zartman. For three more. No, not this time. Taylor, the rebound for Concord. 52 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Literally all Lady Tigers. On the weave, Ragland to the left elbow against Zartman. Hands back to Emmerich. And Emmerich had her pocket picked. Stolen by Bricker. 35 seconds. Bricker drives down and scores. Warsaw's got two players at double figures in the first quarter. 30 seconds left. Up ahead for Emmerich. Down court to Taylor. Taylor back out top to Fish. 22 seconds. And there's a steal. Here's could be the record. It is Zartman for two. She's got 14. Warsaw has set the school record for points in a quarter. 37. 8 seconds left to go in the period. Ragland deep in the backcourt. Threw it off her teammate Chin, but it hit Bergen. It went out of bounds. And it should be Concord's ball. And it will be with 4:03 left. Fish to throw it in. Gets it into Emmerich. She throws ahead to Ragland. 2 seconds, one. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. A record-setting first for the Warsaw Lady Tigers. They outscored Concord 37-0 at the end of one. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.